So I'm insanely busy at the moment, which is why I've been a bit quiet, haven't done audio booze. I'm preparing for our first ever Headscape workshop, which is happening tomorrow and Friday. And a part of what we're doing is talking about usability and how to become a user-centric organization. And one part of becoming user-centric is obviously usability testing. Hardly surprising, is it really? And in that discussion of usability testing, one of the issues that has come out is how to interpret the results. You get so much information when you do a usability test session and so many comments and so much feedback that sometimes it's hard to pick your way through it. There's a lot of background noise that needs filtering out. And I want to suggest three ways that you can filter out some of that noise and get to the issues that actually need addressing. Number one is you can largely ignore comments about design. People express a lot of personal opinion in a usability test session. They'll comment on the typography and the colour and all those kinds of things. And although people are entitled to their opinion, you're not really testing the design at this stage. You're testing functionality, whether a user can achieve their goals and aims. Now, design is a part of that, but I don't like the green doesn't stop them completing a task. So in most cases, you can ignore comments about design. Secondly, people will make suggestions about new functionality. Hey, this is really good, but it would be so much better if I could do this, this, and this. Now, in most cases, you can ignore these as well. By the time you're doing usability testing, you've got past the functional specification stage. And adding new functionality to your site is only going to add complexity that, you know, will undermine the usability testing you've already done. My suggestion for these kinds of functional suggestions from users is to add them to a wish list and then consider them for future phases of the development of your site. It's good content, but it doesn't really affect what changes you should make from a usability point of view. The final area, and probably the most important, is that you need to look at the return on investment if you make the changes being suggested. Sometimes the changes that people suggest are, or you spot from watching user testing, are valuable and kind of would improve the usability of the site if they were fixed. But the amount of effort to do that precludes undermines the benefits, from want of a better word. So look at the return on investment. They ignore functional specifications and ignore comments about design.